Yevamos Perk Tes Mishnah Base 9-2, and this mission really is a straight continuation of the previous, where we said there are these four categories. We discussed just the first of the four categories, now we'll have the other three in this Mishnah. So category number two of the four was Ve'elu. The following is a partial list examples where you have Mutaras Liyibmehen, where these women are permitted to do Yibim with their brothers-in-law. Vasuras Labalein, but the original marriage between the woman and, let's say, Reuven, her original husband, was actually forbidden. For example, Kohen Gadol Shekidesh Es Almana. If you have a Kohen Gadol who marries an Almana, a widow, so the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. So that's a forbidden relationship. But nevertheless, V'yesh lo ach Kohen Hedyot. If Reuven, the Kohen Gadol who married this Almana, has a brother who is a Kohen Hedyot, a regular Kohen, so the original marriage is forbidden, but the Yibim would be permitted because a Kohen Hedyot, a regular Kohen, may marry a widow. Now, if you notice, the word here is Kidesh and not Nasa. That means it's a little different. Nasa means married, the second stage, Nisuin. Kidesh is just the first stage, Kedushin, like Erison. So the reason why is this. You'll recall from the beginning of the Masechta that the act which is the necessary preliminary requirement to have a Yibim scenario is where the brothers share a common father, and one of the brothers even does just Kedushin, just, you know, gives the ring, so to speak, to this woman. If they're married in this first stage of marriage, Kedushin, a.k.a. Erison, that already necessitates a Yibum in the event, or Chalitza, in the event that the brother dies even before consummating the marriage. So that's the case over here. If you would have already Nesu'in, meaning they live together, so the problem is that once a Kohen Gadol would actually sleep with a widow, that would turn her into a Chalala. And as a Chalala, she couldn't marry any Kohen. So the case here is just Kidesh, and therefore we've sort of like danced between the raindrops. We've engineered a case where there's a relationship which exists through Kedushin, which necessitates Yibum, but not yet the prohibited union that would generate the Chalala status of the woman. So it's just Kidesh, but not Nasa. Okay. Next, another example where you can have a Mutaras Liyumeyan Vasuras Labalayan, is where you have a kasher, a regular Kohen, shenasa chalala, that marries a woman who's a chalala. That's prohibited, again, from the Torah. But v'yesh lo ach chalal, if Reuven, the regular Kohen, has a brother, Shimon, and Shimon's a chalal, so Reuven has no business marrying a chalala. But if he does, so then if Reuven should die, he leaves over this chalala as a widow, and she is permitted to marry Reuven's surviving brother, Shimon, who's also a halal. So that's an example where the Yibum is permitted, even though the original marriage was forbidden. Similarly, Yisrael shenasa mamzeres, if you have a regular Jew that marries a mamzeres, again, the Torah prohibits that, but if they do it and they get married, they're married by all, fully married by every sense of the law, even though it's prohibited to do so. V'yesh lo ach mamzer, if this original husband, Reuven, who was a regular Jew, married to the mamzeres, if his brother Shimon is a mamzer in his own right, again, for example, they have two different mothers, so that being the case, when Reuven dies, leaving over his widow, the mamzeres, lecharchila, the mamzeres is allowed to marry the mamzer, and therefore, the Yibum is totally permitted. Similarly, mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael, if Reuven was the mamzer, he married a regular Jewish girl, that's prohibited from the Torah, but they did get married. Now the kedushin is binding. This is and therefore they're married. V'yesh lo ach Yisrael, if he has a regular non-momzer brother, again, for example, they have two different mothers. So then, even though the original marriage is forbidden, when Reuven dies, he leaves over this widow. The widow can marry the brother because the brother is a regular Jew, as is she. In all those cases, mutaras liyibmehen, the brothers-in-law may marry their widow sister-in-laws. Vasuras lebalein, but the original marriage was forbidden. Again, it's a partial list, but that's examples. The third category of our mission was Asuras Le'elu Vele'elu. There are scenarios where this woman has no business being married to either her original husband Reuven or the surviving brother-in-law Shimon. For example, Kohen Gadol Shenasa Es Almana. If you have a Kohen Gadol who marries an Almana, so the Kohen Gadol marries a widow, that's prohibited, but turns her into a Chalala, and therefore, V'yesh lo ach Kohen, even though his brother is just a regular Kohen, not a Kohen Gadol, since she now, the widow, is a Chalala, she can't marry even the Kohen. I'm sorry, I read that badly. Yesh lo ach Kohen Gadol o Kohen Hedyot. Whether the Shimon, the brother, is a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyot, doesn't matter, since she's now a Chalala, the widow, they can't marry her. Similarly, kasher, a regular kohen, shenasa chalala, who marries a chalala, that is forbidden in the first place. And since Viesh lo ach kasher, his another brother is also a regular kohen, the brother can't do yibum either. Again, chalitz will be the required activity. Or Yisrael shenasa mamzeres, a regular Jew who marries a mamzeres, that's forbidden from the Torah by kedushin tosin, so they're married. Viesh lo ach Yisrael, his brother is a fine Jew as well, so the brother also can't marry the widow because she's a mamzeres, so therefore chalitz not yibum. Or a mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael, you have a mamzer, Reuven's a mamzer, and he wants to marry this girl. The girl's a regular Jew, that's forbidden in the Torah. Beishlo ach mamzer, his brother's also mamzer, so just as Reuven shouldn't marry her, Shimon shouldn't marry, and therefore you have to do chalitza. All those cases, asurus le'elu ve'le'elu, both Reuven and Shimon both had no business and no permission from the Torah to marry this woman. And finally, the fourth case is ushar kol anashim. Every other generic case of woman, mutars le'baleinu u'li yivmehen, can get married to their husbands and also to their brothers-in-law. This is and generally true. Now, this point is general women, but of course there are exceptions to the rule. We didn't discuss things, for example, a Ptsuadaka or the Mitzri or the, you know, there are other cases. So the point is, in general, a woman could, if she can marry one, she can marry the other. That's a normal case. Of course, there are exceptions, like if the first brother happened to be a Ptsuadaka, then they shouldn't have been married and that kind of thing. Okay, but in general, that's the general case. And that finishes these set of four in the Mishnah.